Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Killer questions. They are useful tools. But I think a lot of us don't use questions as a way to position our perspective. Here are two places where many great questions live that could be a starting point for us to explore. First up, the why. I alluded to this in the post. Let's drill down a little more. Mary Trump used what I call the why route when she explored the environment, the why he gets away with so much. Now, many of us look at the environment, fair enough, and a lot of us ask why questions. I'm suggesting that we combine the two. Take a wide-angle look and check out what's going on around an idea or dynamic. Then start asking why questions. You'll be surprised by the brainstorming. Second, those little things that change everything. I call these hinges, as in the smallest hinges can open the biggest door. Best-selling author Malcolm Gladwell is a master at this. He can take all sorts of unrelated situations and connect them in a way to make a difference. And he identifies those small things with one big question, the tipping point or blink as examples. So he's our poster child for this idea. Ask yourself, with the problem I'm trying to solve, what are the hinges, those tiny things that can swing open those big doors? You know, many coaches, advisors, you know, people with sales experience, we know how to ask a question. We know that power. Let's take that power and use it to create intrigue that folks will lean into and want to know more about what we can share. These two starting points will help your search. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.